Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Who's under there, I wonder? I want to know, but I can't see. Who's under there, I want to talk about this endlessly with you. Who's under there, I wonder? I want to know, but I can't see. Who's under there, I want to talk about this endlessly with you.
Hello and welcome to the Masked Singer Rehappa podcast, coming to you live from inside the well here today, ready and excited to talk all about season 7, episode 8 of the Masked Singer. This is where we got to meet not group C, the third group for the second time is how we're going to put it. I'm so excited to break it all down with you. I'm your host, Puya the Headphones, and Vakili, ready to go once again. Now, as always, not alone. I've got my ride or die here with me. It's Liana, the cozy Boris. Liana, how are you doing today?
Like a tea cozy?
Sure.
Sure or yes?
Why? You want to make a joke about it?
What's the other cozy? Like cozy, like sweater cozy? Like, oh, I'm all cozy.
You could just be a cozy person. Or cozy
games.
That's
not an object.
Or tea cozy.
Okay. Oh my God, can I be Stardew Valley?
No.
I'm watching right now. I found this Twitch streamer. He's doing a speed run of Stardew Valley perfection.
It's Liana the Coaster, Boris. Liana, how are you doing today?
Just place a drink on me.
Weird. All right. We're here.
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Of course. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some stuff to talk about here, namely four performers. No clue packages, but a mega clue, of course, and then a duel at the end to bring the show to a close. Now, Liana, I'm going to leave it up to you. Who do you want to talk about first today?
Okay, first I want to talk about the well, just like generally. Can we talk about the well?
Because please.
So the mega clue for this batch of contestants is a well, but like a magic well. But why? What does a magic well have to do with anything?
I feel like they had a mega clue. That was fine. It was the mega clue.
Right.
Then they decided to add a gimmick to the mega clue, which didn't land for me.
I just don't understand why it's a well. And why were the panelists so excited? Jenny was like, I love that well. Like, what?
Why? It wasn't even a fancy well. It wasn't bedazzled or anything. It was just a big hole.
It looked kind of crappy, and like they didn't finish it, which is why they didn't wheel it out completely. They only like halfway put it on the stage because they didn't finish the back of it. That was how it felt. It was so weird. Because, okay, so the first, it was just the mega clue, right? And then did the second one have any type of like...
Low key, it might have been thematic, but it didn't have enough shtick for us to remember. Whereas the well just stood out like a sore thumb well.
Yeah, because it was just like unexplained. And then why was there stuff in the well? And did they throw it down the well? Why was it in the well? It's a magic well, but like, what is magic about it?
It's like a water well, right?
Yeah, it's like a water well, like Timmy fell in the well kind of well.
Yeah, where was Lassie?
Yeah, exactly. Where's Lassie when you need her?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so hold on. I'm trying to see the mega clue from the past week, or like the, if there was a gimmick. I'm trying to find it. But anyway, the well was just very confusing to me. I also, maybe I'm just being stupid, but why was the song Larger Than Life?
Because that, yeah, I mean, listen.
What does that have to do with a magic well?
It makes you larger than life, a magic well. It's like a beanstalk.
It's like Jack and the Beanstalk? But it's a well and it's got their stuff in it?
I don't know. I feel like we're trying to focus too much on trying to make logic out of the Mass Singer, which does not exist.
Okay, I found it for the last group. Group B was the Men in Black super secret CCTV feed. Where they like steal something from them. That makes sense to me. Okay, yeah, it's gimmicky. It's like a whole thing.
But it's subtle enough that it doesn't feel like a gimmick, because I would not have counted it as a gimmick.
Why is it a magic well that plays Larger Than Life? It's theme song? I don't know. Whatever. Okay, we can move on. I will tell you that I personally was very hung up on this well.
Oh, we know.
Throughout the episode. Okay, well... It was tough to watch. I don't know why. It bothered me.
Okay, well, we're here now. Well, wasn't the clues last time were like puzzles, or was it just one of them was a puzzle? The Pharrell one was a puzzle.
I think the Pharrell one was a puzzle. No, because Ringmaster's clue was...
Oh, they just brought a clue onto the stage. Yeah, there was no gimmicks with it, I don't think.
Yeah, well, it was the CCTV feed where it's like they showed the clip of the guy, the Men in Black guy, going and stealing the object, and then he would bring it onto the stage.
No, I meant the first group.
Oh, yeah. The very, very first group. Yeah, I think they didn't just wheeled it out. I think they just called it Mega Clue.
Listen, they're trying to keep it fresh, I guess. Can't be upset about it, but I can question the ridiculousness when it's available. Okay, so which performer do you want to talk about first? Should we talk about the two non-duels first, or the two duels first?
Yeah, let's talk about the two non-duels first.
Well, that's fine by me. So let's talk about Queen Cobra first then. How about that? Because I look a fool. Because I was convinced, nope, it's one performer. It's silly to think that there's more than one performer. Liana, there's more than one performer.
There's definitely more than one performer. But I think that, remember how we talked about last week? You thought it was En Vogue?
Yes.
I think it's all of them. I think it's all three of them.
So do you think we'll get a third added next week?
Okay, so here's what I couldn't tell from the performance. I was trying to tell how many of them I thought were singing, because I think conceivably there could have been three singing. There was the one that was in the pot, and then there were the two that were on the stage, just freeform, I guess, not contained. And then there were two other ones in pots. And I think there's three that sing, but for some reason only two stayed out, maybe because it would be too challenging to get the other one out of her little pot thing. So that was why. And maybe next week we'll have three. So it's like one, two, three.
It's possible, because like I feel like in the first performance, we definitely saw what, six of them, and like all the decoys were holding microphones. So I thought maybe it's fake. Now, two of them were on stage when they were announcing who's going to end up in the duel. So to me, I could see a third getting added into the mix, and making it be three people, especially with three episodes. That would make sense. And then if they are to make it to the next round, that would have all three performing together. Mm-hmm. Now, the biggest question mark for me and the big worry I have is that we've never seen a multi-person performer make it to the end. Could Queen Cobra be the one to break that mold?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think Prince is going to be there, if I had to bet money on it.
All three team good. Wild.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. A far cry from thinking there was going to be one of each.
Listen, the tagline's going to be good always prevails. You know that's going to be what they say. That I feel more confident about than I did even last week with the one Cobra. Yeah. They will say good always prevails, and that's it.
Yeah, it's possible. Although I felt like from the previous two groups in the second episode, I always felt stronger about the person that doesn't end up making the finals. So I don't know. Maybe because like right now I'd be like, oh yeah, Prince, hands down. But then also I thought there was a chance that like the others, you know, the like other contender from the other groups mm-hmm. had the opportunity. Like I thought Thingamabob after that second episode, I was like, oh, Thingamabob could take this. Like, oh, Miss Teddy could take this. When no, ultimately they, you know, were eliminated. So we'll see. But I am excited about the fact that there is multiple people, because the Masked Singer sometimes does this where they have the backing tracks, like backing vocals, and it's hard to tell, like, it's very clearly not that person singing. They're just getting support, like backing vocals. But here, I think they're all them, especially based on the a cappella singing at the end of the performance.
I see. Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that we had two main Queen Cobras on stage. We still had the baskets behind them. And then we had two in, like, it was like the formation was the three and then one. Think of like cups for beer pong. It was like a 3-1 formation. And then they have more, but there were two on center stage here. They performed I Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin. And I was kind of just shocked that there were more than one person. So I didn't notice the performance at first time. But what I did notice was the vocals were off the charts amazing. And then I love the Beauty and the Beast motif because of the rose that's like glistening in the background. I like that quite a bit. I feel like if there was ever a multi-performer to make it to the end, Queen Cobra would be the closest one there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, so I'm looking at the performance now also. And I think the one in the middle in the back, I think she's singing too.
You genuinely think all three of them sang last night, or do you think only one of them?
Yeah.
Or
no,
two
I
of
think,
them, sorry.
I think, I don't know. I would say three just because like funsies, but like maybe not. I agree with you also that the Beauty and the Beast motif with the flower in the little bell jar thing, it's super cool. And I saw that they had handed roses out to the audience. So they had that prop, which totally fits with the theme. But yeah, I mean, it's funny. She doesn't need backup dancers because there's so many of them.
Yeah. And I love that. That's honestly a plus for me. I feel like the backup dancers sometimes can take the shine away from the performers. And in this instance, that wasn't the case.
So I just watched the first Avenger, the Captain America movie, the first Avenger. And that's like this. So it's okay. So MCU spoilers. Skip ahead if you don't want to get spoiled on a 10-year-old movie that I just watched the first time. So anyway, so it's like the whole Hydra thing. And it's like, oh, you cut off one head, two more emerge in its place. And that's how I feel about the Cobra.
It's a like, very weird preface to be like, I'm going to spoil something. And it's an obscure line. Like, oh, I didn't want to know that line they were going to use, Liana. Damn.
Well, I don't know. What if you don't know about Hydra? It's like a whole thing, you know, and they're like evil and whatnot. So yeah, that's what the Cobra reminds me of. It makes me think of Hydra, which I know they're evil. I don't think Cobra is evil.
Well, Cobra is also bad.
It makes, oh yeah, I guess that's true. Although it does make sense why the Cobra's outfit is so simple, because they had to have a bunch of them. So they couldn't spend all this time making like super intricate costumes.
That's the thing, is that it's simple, yes, but I love the outfit. I love the headpiece. I feel like it doesn't look budget. It doesn't look cheap. And I think that having multiple of them, it works very well. Whereas, you know, the flamingo in season two, I thought looked cheap, and I still would say looks very cheap. This looks elegant. I like it.
You think this looks more expensive than the flamingo costume?
The flamingo looked cheap. I stand by it.
Okay.
It did. It was cheap. Sure. It's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the mega clue out of the well, you know, larger than life plays by the Backstreet Boys. They pull out the well. And there's a heart that says "Be Mine" on it. Now, you said at the top of this episode that you think me saying "In Vogue," which, by the way, I said "On Vogue" on the podcast, and you didn't correct me, and I looked a fool. Now I know it's "In Vogue" now, but how do you think this could link to them if it is them?
Well, oh, how do I think that the "Be Mine" clue could relate to them?
Right.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
Well,
I mean, they have love songs. right? I'm sure. So that would make sense. And I'm sure that there are other things that connect those clues. The one clue I did connect is their video, the Holly Robinson Pete video, who was the celeb that gave them their shout out. Mm-hmm. They did the theme song together. Like, she performed the theme song with, I think, who is the other? There's one other woman, I think, but it was the Hanging with Mr. Cooper theme song. So they performed together. So makes sense. Makes sense.
And I believe Cobra was the one with the Batman link, right? That's how I got to Invogue, was that they worked on the soundtrack potentially.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's as far as we go with the Queen Cobra here. Queen Cobra survives to live another day. And when they did the announcement for who could be in the duel, there were two Queen Cobras there. Now, will there be three next week? We'll find out together. And I'm excited.
Wait, okay. So I'm looking at the clue package from last week. So I have two Cobras because there were two Cobras in the video. So maybe you're right. Maybe there's only two.
Interesting. Okay.
Like maybe only two of them could get there.
Yeah. I mean, this is us putting a lot of our eggs in the this could be in Vogue basket. But also, like I said last week, I'll say it again this week, I don't know the group well. So I don't know if the group still has like three people, or maybe they're all paired as only two people. I don't know.
I don't think they ever like officially broke up.
Okay. So they're still all together?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, it doesn't matter. We move on. Let's get a quick break before we come back. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about the prince.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, it's Rod. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know It Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Robin Akiva Anita podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All right. One royalty goes down, another comes back up. We move from Queen Cobra to the prince here. Liana, you picked the prince with your pick last week, first pick overall. And I got to say, I think you have outdone yourself. It was a good pick.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. Oh, man. I was so nervous about that decision. But ultimately, I think I'm really happy with going with the prince first, because with this like condensed season, sort of condensed season, at least that's how it feels, the prince chose to pull out the Lay With Me Sam Smith performance, which was absolutely amazing. I mean, eliciting Rottweiler comparisons from the judges. So I think ultimately, if I was going to pick someone to come out of this, which we discussed, I would choose the prince slays the queen, but we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I thought this was a great performance. Now, the prince was the last performer before the duel, and I thought they nailed that. That was the perfect choice to end the show with. And I'm curious. I can't wait. I feel like my, you know, history aside, history of having more than one performer be part of a group, the gimmick going out aside, I feel like this might be the closest versus for me is the prince versus Queen Cobra. Out of all three groups?
I don't know. I feel like they've all been really tight, especially the Miss Teddy versus, who was it, Ringmaster?
Mm-hmm. No. Well, do you want a hot take?
Huh.
I think Space Bunny is not exactly dead.
Okay. I think that Space Bunny is better. So you know how we've kind of had that, like, oh, the third place person that's like very obviously the third place person. I think Space Bunny is better than all of those third place people.
100%. 100%. Like, and that's why I think, like, if the Space Bunny comes out next week with like a razzle dazzle, like fun, upbeat song, I could see it doing something. I mean, think of last season the Chameleon makes it to the final three? Like, it's not impossible.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not impossible. I think it's highly unlikely.
Yes.
But I don't think like when we talk about it, oh, well, it's very clearly a top two. I just want to give credit to the Space Bunny because I was thinking that as well, that I feel like whomever it is, Shaggy or otherwise, they're doing a really great job.
Agreed. Big agreed. Well, let's talk about the Prince's performance here. Walk us through your thoughts on Lay Me Down by Sam Smith.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this was absolutely outstanding. We've got the classic, you're just in the center, all focus on you. But I really liked the background. It kind of reminded me of The Little Mermaid when they're in the lake, because it was like the lake with the lily pads and all the little lights, which looked really pretty, and kind of the fake plants and stuff on stage. So I thought that the decoration was really good. Obviously, the performance was absolutely amazing and outstanding. And if I had to, just so good.
I feel like, you know, you mentioned the Rottweiler comparisons that came up. I'm not willing to go there, but that's just my bias of the Rottweiler showing. I thought this might have been maybe the best performance of the season. Like, I really did think it was that good. I am curious, though, as to what you thought of the mega clue that was hotels, the mega clue.
Yes. Oh, okay. So also, I agree with you. I don't think he's like quite Rottweiler level, but I still thought it was really good. But also, did you hear the song Slow Hands got mentioned? Did you notice that? I love that song.
Do you? I wouldn't know over the 15 billion times you played it during the pandemic.
It's such a good song. Now I want the Rottweiler, the Prince, to sing Slow Hands. Anyway, okay. Yes. So the clue package. So it was I couldn't tell at first if the clue was the bag, but it did seem to feel like it was the hotels. Mm-hmm. Like it was, I've stayed in a lot of hotels. So this got me thinking, and it was brought up. I can't remember which one of the judges brought it up, but it was about American Horror Story Hotel. Mm-hmm. So I went to the cast list and I started looking through the people, and there was a name that stood out to me. He was on 30 Rock. He's been on Drag Race multiple times as like guests and guest judges. He was on Glee. He's on Broadway, an absolutely fantastic singer, Cheyenne Jackson. Also an extremely attractive human being, just like in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing a little bit of research, a little bit of Googling, and I think if it's American Horror Story Hotel, the voice sounds very familiar, not necessarily last week's performance, but this week's performance. I think it might be him.
Interesting. So my full knowledge of Cheyenne Jackson is that he guest judged on Drag Race because I've seen him there a couple times, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about him, but this is someone who is very good, right? And if he was involved in Glee, would it have been a singing role on Glee?
It was like just a short arc. It was only a couple episodes. I mean, he's mostly known for his theater work. Like, I would say that that's more what he's known for. But he also, I mean, he's been in a ton of different movies. He was in United 93, which was
the plane movie,
based on
right?
September. Yeah, based on September 11th, like incidents on September 11th, which was Academy Award nominated. And he won a Boston Society Film Critics Award in 2006, which is the year that we saw on the clue package from last week, for an award for best ensemble cast. But yeah, he's like, I guess mainly an American Horror Story, if I had to pick something, because he was in the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th season.
Oh,
I remember him first from 30 Rock. He plays Danny. And he's a good, he sings in that too. And he, like, not a lot, but a little bit. And I remember him being a really amazing singer.
Well, because then he was the one who there was in the clue package last week, there was talks of like being part of a team. So then athlete mm-hmm. came up, right? So right. it's just being a part of many casts then. That could also yes, be
exactly.
the link yes. there.
And a lot of like ensemble casts as well. So yeah. I think that that's where like, oh, I'm being part of a team. The thing about the only one thing that gives me hesitation about this is he's not really a dancer from what I know. So,
and the whereas prince
that's what
is
I thought
a dancer to you?
Well, no, but that's what I thought the working out the legs meant was dance, like a dancer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is a great, great point. Okay. But well, that's as best as to, we got right now.
Maybe he had to walk a lot as an actor.
Maybe 500 miles and then maybe another 500 miles.
Yeah, 500 more. Anyway, if this is actually him, I'm going to be really excited.
Why?
Because I really like him.
Okay.
And I'm really excited if it is. I can't believe I didn't even think of him.
That's right. You didn't. And that's very rude.
I know. He's so hot. I'm so excited.
Okay. All right. All right. I don't know if that was needed, but thank you for that.
I'm sorry. I had to say it. I'm excited. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Fine. All right. Okay. Great. Also, this is where Ken Jeong guesses Enrique Iglesias, which tore a little bit of me inside. I was not having it. I'm glad it got called out. It's Enrique. Stop it.
Friends call him On.
God. Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Wait, no, no, no. Is this where Pitbull got guessed?
I didn't want to talk about it, but yeah.
Oh, okay. We're just going to move on.
No, no, no. Sorry. Pitbull was the guest for
Space Bunny. Yes.
Space Bunny. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I had like such a visceral reaction when Pitbull was mentioned. So, okay. Yep. Not here though.
Well, then let's not waste any time. Let's go over to Space Bunny then, because that is where that would come up. So, Space Bunny performs All Night Long by Lionel Richie. I love this song so much. So much. So
yeah.
I did love seeing this get sang. I feel like the Space Bunny, I feel like they're doing a lot more with the motifs linking to the costumes, because Space Bunny's ground, like the floor was the moon. It was like done like the moon was smoky. And the background was like intergalactic, out of this world. I would call it this very niche reference, but Amon, you know, of the RHAP fame, Amon Adwin's like stream motif is this color and this background. So I did get that.
It's like that purple wireframe mountain like space thing.
I was like, oh, look, it's like his stream. It's like, okay, not a lot of people are going to get this one. But I loved it. I loved it. I loved this performance. It was fun.
Yes, I thought it was a lot of fun. And this is where I started to consider the Space Bunny as a contender, because I thought it was really great. I thought his vocals were really good. Obviously, the song choice, I think, is really perfect for him. I love his little carrot microphone, space carrot microphone thing. I thought it's really cute. And the staging, the space stuff, I thought looked really neat.
And did you notice on the side of the stage, there was the alien and the astronaut dancing from previous seasons? I was like, oh, okay, we're in space. Yeah, I get it. I get the reference.
Do you get it? Because we're in space. Yeah. And I really enjoyed it. I felt if this is Shaggy, okay. So I went back and I listened to the performance from last week as well. And I can hear it more in the last week's performance than I did in this week's performance. So I think he's doing a good job of trying to modulate his voice in different ways, so it's not like immediately obvious that it's Shaggy.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is I feel like this is not a song I can picture Shaggy singing in my head. So and the fact that it was so good, I'm like, okay, I wouldn't know this. This gives me a little bit more of that like T-Pain vibe of I didn't know T-Pain could sing like that. Again, that one's more to my own ignorance, because I hadn't gone and checked out his acoustic stuff he had done on like the tiny desk and stuff like that. So I love this. I enjoyed this. Let's talk about the mega clue. The mega clue is a 500 pound dumbbell, but I don't know how I could link it to Shaggy. Obviously, you give me a red hand printed on a piece of paper, I can easily link that to Shaggy. This I couldn't. I can't think of how.
Caught me red-handed. So what I didn't know is I didn't know if it was it weights, dumbbell? It was specifically 500 pounds on either side of the dumbbell. So it's either 1,000 pounds or it's 500 pounds if we're supposed to just take it as like the total weight is 500 pounds. So that's what I was trying to think was, okay, is there anything related to those topics that could be, I could relate, but I don't know. I didn't find anything either. I mean, look, this could be Shaggy. This could be someone completely different. I'm just going based off of your intuition from last week.
Yeah.
The one thing I know is that this is not Pitbull.
That is outrageous. It's outrageous to think this is... No, it's more outrageous to think this is Floyd Mayweather, first of all. that was ridiculous. And then Pitbull, I can maybe see it, but we would know if it's... Pitbull's the type that I would immediately be able to tell who it is based on voice alone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know because like Shaggy's got a well. Okay, yes, it's not Pitbull. Okay, like I'm just gonna.
No, there's no Pitbull Tiny Desk. I refuse. There could be a Shaggy Tiny Desk.
Oh my god, not Pitbull's acoustic Tiny Desk concert on NPR.
Ooh, Shaggy has done a Tiny Desk with Sting before.
Yeah, I watch he's performed with Sting actually multiple times. I like watched some YouTube performances with him and Sting, which is what makes me feel, I don't know, because it was even his singing, like his singing voice, and it still didn't sound like there's elements of it that I can hear, and especially because of the accent, but I don't know. The shout out to Space Bunny for if it is Shaggy for throwing his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very much happy that I got to pick Space Bunny, even though I don't think Space Bunny's likely to come out of this into the finals. But that would be a wild surprise for us to talk about next week if it was. And I think, again, he's the closest of the third place finishers to pull an upset.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I have a potential spoiler for the Prince. Should I say it?
What is that? I don't know.
Okay, I'm stalking Cheyenne Jackson's Instagram.
Okay.
Should I say it?
Then I mean, put it out there. We'll decide.
Okay. I'm going to say it. There's a photo of him and Robin Thicke together. And Robin Thicke is guesting on that show Call Me Cat on Fox that Cheyenne Jackson's currently in.
I don't think that's a spoiler.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
why would that be a spoiler?
Then? Well, because he posted it. What if so? It's got to be him then, right?
If you come onto my show, I'm going to take a photo with you. Like, I feel like that, like, so many people could be on a Fox show and then not be on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, but why would Robin be there in the first place? I mean, I haven't watched Call Me Cat, but why would Robin be there?
Because he's on a Fox show and they pull guests from each other's shows all the time.
Cross promotion. Yeah, but Robin was never on Lego Masters.
So?
I don't know. Anyway,
you don't have to be on all the shows. You can be on some.
Yeah, but specifically, it's Cheyenne Jackson's
show. No, you only felt like it was a spoiler because you are completely zeroed in on it being Cheyenne Jackson and the confirmation bias is seeping in.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way, Liana, how about you lead the way with Baby Mammoth?
Baby Mammoth, do, Baby Mammoth. Okay, let's see. So, Baby Mammoth. Yeah. So after this performance, because Baby Mammoth performed after Space Bunny. And so it was immediately obvious to me that Baby Mammoth was going to go home. I mean, there was no, the SmackDown was going to be whomever it was going to be, most likely Space Bunny and Baby Mammoth. But I was like, come on, Baby Mammoth is going to go here. It's not even a question to me because there's clearly a top three. So that kind of made it a little bit want, because I pretty much knew who was going home. But it was, I mean, I'm happy that the Baby Mammoth did go home and there wasn't an upset, because I would have been very upset.
Yeah, I felt like Baby Mammoth's time had come. And for me, it wasn't just Baby Mammoth leaving. It has to be Space Bunny versus Baby Mammoth in the duel. Otherwise, I'll be upset.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had Firefly end up in the duel once, right?
Which was ridiculous. And I was very mad at that.
Yeah. Yeah, we shouldn't go. So, well, anyway, what is the cutest baby version of something?
A pig, like a teacup pig could be up there.
Baby
kitten. Oh, baby kitten's number one.
No, baby kittens are like, they're so sharp. Like their whole, they're just sharp. They're sharp. Their claws are sharp. Their teeth are sharp. They're just so sharp.
Anything can have sharp teeth and claws. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to tell me that a baby pig has the same sharpness that a baby kitten does?
But a baby pig is still a pig.
Then why would you say that it's the cutest baby?
I said it's up there. I said
okay.
Kittens number one.
Yeah, kittens number one for you.
No, for everybody.
For everyone. Okay.
We've all grouped up. We've discussed it. It's definitely
as a family, that's what you've decided.
What about collectively?
Okay, what about baby space bunny? That's kind of cute. Like
that's a little not a baby real thing. Space,
little baby bunny. Little baby. They could do a whole season of babies. Oh, Mike Bloom would hate that. Baby mammoth, baby monster, baby space bunny, baby.
Okay, don't give them ideas. That's what season 8's going to be now. Oh my God.
You know what else they should do? They should do a group season where it's groups. Yeah, and everybody's groups what's the word for two people who sing together?
Duo.
Yeah, or duos.
No, I hate this idea.
Why? What do you not like about it?
This is like when you're tinkering with the formula too much, because doing groups and duos means you are limited to groups and duos, and like they're never gonna bring back. Like, what are they like? Do I want a season where every guest is the Backstreet Boys? No.
Well, we still get every guest being the same people.
Well, it's like, oh, okay, here is a duo. Oh, I think it is. I don't know duos like that.
I think it would be fun because it would kind of even, because you know how we talk about like, ooh, is the gimmick of the multiple people going to work? And we kind of write it off. But if they're all gimmicks, then one of the duos, trios, quadruples has to win.
I don't like this.
Why?
Because I feel like it would just be so limiting. And like, how many, like Penn and Teller just came on as a duo, right?
Exactly.
How many? No, I don't want Ken to be like, I know exactly who this is. It's the protector of Gotham, Batman. Welcome to the Masked Singer. No, I don't want Batman and Robin to be a guest. That just seems ridiculous. No. Oh, here is the unmasking. Take it off. Oh, it's the two dudes from the Muppets who are on the stage who are like talking smack. No, no. I don't like it.
So you'd rather have Christy Alley?
Oh, 100% no. But like there are far more individuals out there than duos, trios, and so on.
Well, yeah, I mean, they'd only do it once. It wouldn't be like an every season kind of thing. But
here's the thing. It would be once too many.
All right. Well, that's your opinion. And I'm glad that you have it.
Wow. Okay. Be shady. How about this? We'll make this the decided listener question for the week. Let us know on Twitter at LeonaRHAP, at Puyaism. Would you rather, or would you like to see a season with duos, trios, groups, and such? Or would you like for that not to be the case?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, you were supposed to tell us about the Baby Mammoth's performance, but then you took us here. So take us back.
What was I talking about?
You weren't. You were going to talk about Baby Mammoth, but then you said, what's the cutest baby?
Oh, yeah. What's the key? Okay. So baby pigs are up there. You said kittens. I'm going to go. Oh, puppies are so cute, though. They're just so cute. And when their ears are so big and it just like eats up their little heads because their big floppy ears are so. Ugh, I pick puppies. Okay. Now that we've answered that question, let's talk about baby mammoth. First of all, I did feel a little bit like, stop trying to make the Baby Mammoth song happen. It's not going to happen.
What, the chant, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember how it went now.
Yeah, I don't
and
either.
I watched it an hour and a half ago.
I literally just watched the episode and I don't remember what it is. But okay, so the performance. Yes, the Shoop Shoop song, It's in His Kiss, Cher. Yeah, it was fine. But the others were better.
It was okay. Yeah.
It was fine.
That's the truth, right? Is that we knew who was going after this performance. It was very obvious who it was going to be. The motif was like Ice Age theme. Did you catch that? That was kind of like Ice Age-y.
Yeah, it was ice. The whole, there was like the whole igloo on stage. Although I will say that the backup dancers were wearing these, they've used these purple wigs before, these sort of big like mop Sia wig kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've used the rave dancer like fluffy leg things. They've been reusing those all season and it didn't fit with the theme at all. And I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, they got to find whatever props they can find to make it happen.
Like, yeah, that's definitely how it felt.
Yeah. Okay, well, did you get any, like, what was the mega clue again? Can you remind me?
Yeah, the mega clue was the bird cage, or I don't know if it was necessarily a bird cage, but it was the cage that said, like, it was like an animal had escaped or something like that. There was a sign on it, so it didn't have an animal in it.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, and, okay.
And she said something about all animals deserve to be free, so I set it free. Like, I helped an animal escape.
Oh, and this was because she had 15 lemurs.
Okay, so she said that all animals deserve to be free, and then goes on to talk about all the pets that she has, which aren't, like...
Free?
I guess? I don't know. Free? I mean... They're probably in cages, right?
Yeah.
Lemur? I don't know. Do you keep lemurs out? Do you let lemurs run around? Maybe they just live on her property. She owns like a giant Scientology mansion. So lemurs. Yeah, they like live in trees and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wonder if they are in some type of enclosure. Anyway, whatever. It seemed hypocritical to me at the time. And yeah, she's out here like letting... What's that movie where somebody is like lets all the animals out of the zoo? Is that a movie? Did I make that up? What's that movie you won't let me watch with Kevin James?
We Bought a Zoo.
Or a Zookeeper?
No, it's We Bought a Zoo.
No.
Oh,
really?
No. We Bought a Zoo is... That's a movie with Matt Damon, We Bought a Zoo, and Scarlett Johansson. It was Zookeeper. And I'm pretty sure there's a sequel of that. Being done.
There's a sequel to Zookeeper?
Yes, it's Kevin James. There's a sequel to every movie.
That's true.
There's an IMDb listing for Zookeeper 2, which was created in 2013, but no movie come out. So
yeah, because the original one was released in 2011. So
yeah. I'm not gonna watch it with you. You can watch it if you want.
I want to watch it together.
I don't want to waste my time. See, I bring you all these, like, I'm like, okay, let's watch a franchise together. All right. We're doing the Fast and Furious. Oh, it was good. It was fine. We enjoyed ourselves. Oh, let's do the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then you want to sit me down and make me watch Zookeeper, where Kevin James is definitely going to like cannonball into a pool of water or something, or like a hippo is going to jump into a pool of water and he's going to get splashed. Like, I already know what's going to happen in this movie. Why are we going to watch it?
That's so mean. Fine. I won't make you watch Zookeeper.
You can watch it though. You can watch whatever you want to watch.
Okay. Anyway, I don't think it's a movie I was thinking of though, because I don't think he lets the animals escape. I think he just
talks
to them. That
sounds familiar in something, but I couldn't tell you what it is.
Yeah, it does sound familiar. Anyway, that was the mega clue to answer your question.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing here at this point. Okay, so Robin Thicke guesses Kirsten Dunst. Stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Nicole guesses Rachel Ray. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, these are final guesses. Never mind. Let's scroll back up and talk about the guesses. Because one of them guessed Melissa McCarthy, which I found out is related to Jenny McCarthy.
They're related? No.
Apparently they're cousins.
Are you messing with me?
Listen, either someone else is messing with me, because in my Discord, someone told me that they are related.
Okay, it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up.
Wikipedia. Okay, so Melissa McCarthy cousin. Yes,
yeah, it's Melissa is Jenny's older cousin.
Yeah, so I believe it.
Oh, now the wiki tells you it must be real, huh?
That's true.
Okay, well, so we got to talk about the duel as a formality here. Okay, so the duel happens. It's Space Bunny versus Baby Mammoth, and the Space Bunny, Baby Mammoth starts first and does a swan song of the song by Meghan Trainor. Was it called Me Too?
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah. And then what was the song done by Space Bunny?
Space Bunny did The Culture Club.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So then Space Bunny wins. Yay, Space Bunny. On to the final round here. Bye-bye, Baby Mammoth.
Well, I thought this was... So, yeah, this I actually thought that the song choice for Space Bunny was really good. And had no accent or felt... Not no accent, right? Because it's like it was a American accent. But I felt like... also modulating his voice there as well. So just props to more snaps for Space Bunny. Oh, and I forgot to talk about with the Baby Mammoth, one other thing that bothered me. So you remember how they gave out roses for the Cobra's performance? Okay, so they gave out those big novelty sunglasses that are like the size of your face to the audience members for the Baby Mammoth.
Yeah, I don't know what the link was there, but
yeah, I don't know. It's snowy, so it's bright, and you need sunglasses.
It wasn't
I don't
a know. Ski I didn't mask.
No, it wasn't a ski mask, but you know, when you're skiing and it's bright, you wear sunglasses because the light reflects off the snow.
Right.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, just I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So then we get to the unmasking portion. Like I said, Kirsten Dunst, Rachel Ray was guest again. Kirstie Alley is unmasked. Liana.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts?
Didn't you guess her last week?
Listen, when you put It Takes Two there, and I was getting annoyed because every person on that panel was like, yeah, so, you know, she was in, and they're like prefacing, she was in the movie Bring It On, that's a cheerleader movie, and there was a clue for cheer. I was like, why did nobody...
Say
bring
cheers.
Up the movie, the show Cheers. Yeah, it was right there.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think, again, I still think that Robin and Nicole both know who Cobra is, so clearly they're not including their positive guesses. But yeah, the one clue that was funny that they explained was the look who's talking clue that was the speech bubbles. I was like, oh, that's so funny. That's so stupid. Like,
how would anyone get there?
It's look who's talking, because they're talking speech bubbles. I don't know. And then the reveal that she has 15 lemurs, then that got me thinking about the whole, do you release them? Do they like just live on your property? Do they live in your home? Yeah, I don't know. She seems wacko. I mean, I know that she's like Scientologist, Trump supporter, like January 6th insurrection supporter kind of person, donated like a ton of money to Scientology. So... I'm happy she had fun, but her and Rudy Giuliani being back to back was definitely interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this here recap, Liana. Now, let's make one last prediction. Who is making it to the finals? Go.
Prince.
Just to be on the other side of it, I'll say Queen Cobra, but I really do think it's Prince's to lose. Queen mm-hmm. Cobra could come out with like the best performance of a where more than one person is involved and take it. We'll just have to wait and see for next week. Until then, Liana, where can people find you? What do you have going on and such?
Baby Prince. Baby Prince. Do, 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 baby Prince. So you can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. I don't know. You can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. Drag Race is over, people, or at least for a month before we're coming back with All Stars Season 7, which is going to be all winners. So we're all very excited about that. So that's premiering on the 20th of May, 20th, 21st of May. And we'll be doing coverage. Beth Amon and I will be getting back together then, but we are on a hiatus for a couple weeks. And then Mike and I are going strong with RHAP B&B. Ooh, we had a powerful episode last night. And so Mike and I are going to be recording a little bit later based on scheduling. Again, another Monday record. But I'm looking forward to breaking and talking about that really important tribal.
Yeah, there was a lot there. I will say Drag Race really taking a page out of that 90-day book. And they're like, yeah, we're going to stay on. We're just going to come back in like 3 weeks. That's it. That's happening.
Yeah. Well, now that they're pretty much doing All-Stars every season, it's a regular season of Drag Race, an All-Star season of Drag Race. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down. Plus all the international versions that are going on as well.
No time for sleep if you are a fan of Drag Race.
Well, and we had the UK versus the world as well, smack dab in the middle of this season. So I watched like, I'm going to have seen three Drag Race seasons and I'm not watching some of the international versions right now. I'll probably catch up on those later. But right now I'm like,
As you're enjoying them, that's a win, right? I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely enjoying them. I mean, you know, there's still, there's always stuff to complain about, but overall it's been really fun.
Yeah. Well, speaking of shows that also never stop, 90 Day Fiance still going on, still going very strong. I had my episode 2 recap is up now on the Rahapos Network with Asia, which was a good time. We talked about everyone. We had such a good time. We forgot to do the power rankings, but I did put those on my Twitter, which you can find at Puyaism. In addition to that, you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I do stream there 3-4 times a week. Come through, say hi. Would appreciate it, of course. And, Big Brother Canada about to come to a close. We're a week away from the finale here. I will do one more live feed update this Friday. After that, it is bye-bye for me until we see who is crowned the winner, which I will be in New York when that goes down. So I'm very excited about this upcoming week in the RHAP world. Cannot wait. And of course, if you would like to leave a rating or a review for this podcast, it is greatly appreciated. It allows people to find us. It gives feedback and it makes us get one step closer to usurping the official Masked Singer podcast to become the best Masked Singer podcast. We did get a rating, Liana, in between this week and last week that I want to shout out. Erock13 said, I don't watch the Masked Singer, but I love listening to Puya and Liana talk about the insanity. Thank you so much, Erock. We do appreciate that. We do what we can. You know, there's a lot of mess here. We try and pick up the pieces. We try and make it fun, even when the show may not keep it fun. All right. We are at the end here. We will talk about the final group next week. We'll find out who punches the ticket to the finale. But until then, take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Who's under there? I wonder. I want to know, but I can't see. Who's under there?